Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Rufo Shalema, Maisha Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
Today's daf is Chulin, daf Kuf, Chaf Aleph. The Gemara here dawns on the pshat in the Olol, in the Mishnah, that Olol is mitzar for Tumas Eichlin, not Tumas Neveilois, and Reb Yudah holds that it's, that if there's Kazayas and Mako Mechad, Chayavan Olof, I mean, it's Machlegesh, Reb Yechen, Reish Lakish, what it's referring to. So we're going to focus right now on Iker Memor of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that Olam Mechuna Sin Yeshu Kazayah Is Malka Mechor Chayovin Olof. And Rav Huna says Vuhusha Kinsay. So Rashi says, what's the Chayovin Olof? And she says, Chayovin Olof Mishum Nevela. Bein Sha'ich Lai Ben Sha'inakeh Bo V'nichnas L'miktash. So Rashi says in Rabbi Yehuda that your Chayiv, both if you eat it, your Chayiv an Isser Nevela, and if you touch it, you become Tami Midaraisa, and now when you go into the Miktash, your Chayiv. So that's both Tumas Nevela and Isser Nevela Midaraisa. That's the opinion of Rashi. And the Rav Huna says about this, Vuhusha Kinsay. So says Rashi, the Achshavei, the Goli Daiti, the Loi Batlei Meikara. When it's Kinsay, so then you're Machshavei, and you show that you're not Mevatalit. But if it's not Kinsay, then you're Mevatalit. So Mavur here, that Kinsay, the Chashivos, can work, according to Rashi, both the Gabi Isser and the Gabi Tumah. But without Achshavei, then you're Mevatalit, and there's no Isser and no Tumah. That's the opinion of Rashi, that the Nafkamini here is both Lagabe Isser and Lagabe Tumah. Taisus argues on Rashi. Taisus from Aslav Ahusha Kinsay says, Taisus Tema, Mai Sheikha Machshava Li Isser. What's the connection that your Machshava, to be Mevatalit or not to Mevatalit, should work for Isser? The Gabi Tumah Sheikh Lechale, Ti Mevatale, Eitz Ba'almahu. Amishin the Batle Ela Mishri Be'achila. Bisham Lagabe Tumah, we understand that if you're not Machshava, then it's an Eitz Ba'almahu. But the Gabi Isser, who cares that you're not Machshavit? It should still be Usser. L'kach Nira says Taisvis, Chayovin Olav, Aloi Meir Elenin Achila, Tolai Torach Kinsay Elenin Im Nichas L'Miktosh. When Shapir Shekun is Blosh and Achir. Taisvis says that the whole Nafkamina of Kinsay and Loi Kinsay is only in the Gabi Tumah. The Nafkamina when you go into the Miktosh. But the Isser applies whether it's Kinsay or Loi Kinsay. That's the opinion of Taisus. If Machlekes Rashi and Taisus, whether Bito works Lagabi Isser. But everyone agrees that it works Lagabi Tumah. So you have to understand this Machlekes. What's the side of the Machlekes here between Rashi and Taisus? But before that, let's go a step back to the point that everyone agrees on. Everyone agrees that Bito works Lagabi Tumah. This also is a very big Kiddush, that Bito can work Lagabi Tumah. Bishlomo, we find this concept, Lagabi Tumah's Eichlin. Tumas Eichlin is whether people are misyaches to it like a food or not like a food. So therefore, you could take something which is a food, but you don't treat it as a food. And therefore, it's not mekabel Tumas Eichlin. For instance, Chelev, Mishnayis and Tyrus, that Chelev in Kvarim and in Krochim, the way that we people relate to food that's not so tasty, whether people relate to it as a food, if a lot of people eat it, then in those places it's considered a food. People do not eat it, it's not considered a food. That's where people relate to it. And you also could take something which is not a food, and you make it edible. Mar says, Nafayin Zayin, that Ar Sheshulkai, you cook leather, and you make it very soft, till it's edible, so you made it into a food. Tumas Eichlin, that's all the way people look at it. Is it Oymid L'Achila, or not Oymid L'Achila? That's very understandable. But Tumas Neveilois is the Tumah that's Achal on the Basar when the Behemah dies. L'chayrid is entirely unrelated to whether it's a food or not a food. Is Tumas Mace also related to whether it's a food or not a food? Chas v'shalom, Avada Mace not a food. Tumas Mace is a mace, a person that dies. So the Basar Mace is Matami, Atzomas, everything, it's Dinim. So L'chayrid Tumas Nevelas is the exact same thing. When a behemah dies, so all of its Basar, all of its Binif Lasa, is Matami and Tumas Nevelas. Why do we care whether you're Mevatel or not Mevatel? Why should Bittel work? Nagabi Tumas Nevelis. Very basic question here. And that everyone agrees. Both Rashi and Taisus agree to this point. And Bito works Nagabi Tumah. So we see here a Yitzhoid in the Indian of Tumas Nevelis. Sefer Mincha Shleim over here, Meirich and this Yitzhoid. That before in our Sugya and other places, as we will see, that Tumas Nevelis is also very related to whether something is a food or not a food. That's very intrinsic. In the din of Tumas Nevelis. You find this clearly in the sheet of Bar Pada, The Gemara quotes earlier on the Ayin Aleph, the real Iker Sigis in Bechayr, the Daf Chav Gimel. Barpada says that an Avela She'ena Ru'ya Leger is not Metame. It doesn't have Tumas Nevelis. The Makar of Barpada is from a Pasuk talking about Itzer Nevelis. And Barpada learned that from the other guy, Tumas Nevelis. So, well, firstly, what's the connection between Isser and Tumah? Look, are the two different Nidainim? And more than that, it's a good Svar to be Mechalik. Bishlam alagabe Isser, we understand Isser of Nevela could be talking about being an Eichel. It's Meichel et Asuras. So when it's Eina Ruya Lachila, it's Eina Ruya Lager, so it's not Metame. That's Gishmak. How is that related to Tumas Nevela? Tumas Nevela is Tali, in that the Behema died, so it's Basar is Metame. Why is it important whether it's Roy Lager or Eino Roy Lager? And more so, as we mentioned, how do we learn it out of a Pasuk Lagabe Isser? It's Murach from Barpada. This is so that Tumas Nevela is because something is an Eichel. It's the Eichel of a Nevela. Just like you need an Eichel for my Cholos Asuris of a Nevela, so you also need an Eichel for Tumas Nevelas. So Nevela says Barpada, when something is Eino Roy Lachilas Adam, it's no longer considered an oichel legabe mecholas asura. It's in the mela. It's not considered an oichel legabe tumas nevelas. That's one raya gedayla. Another raya is the Rama that we mentioned earlier in Daf Kuf Yutes. The Rama says that Morak and Tavlin are moitzi tumas nevelas. Rama Berak Aleph Masharav Zatum Alach Azayin says that if a person touches the Morak of the nevela, he's also metame. Makor Shemetay Sefta. We spoke about then that Lamaisa, practically, the Morak is not a Shomer, and it's not a Yad. So why is it Maitzi? So we said then in Yisoid, that Egerdin of Yodais isn't Afka Yad, that you grab the food with it. Rather, the Yisoid of Yodais is that it's the Chotzer Chechem. Anything which is Shaykh to you or to the food is Loigorami Yodais. As long as it's a functionality of the person, then it's Loigorami Yodais. So Mamela it's kol shekein, that the soup that you eat the nevela with, so is loygar miyodais, and therefore can be moiti the tumah of the nevela. But hotenach, if tumas nevelas is related to in the oichel of nevela, so we're looking at nevela as a food, so we see that the meat soup is definitely a mishamish the meat, mishamish the it's bottled to the meat, so mela can be metame the tumah of the food of the nevela. But if Tumas Nevelos is unrelated to being an Oichel. Just the Behema dies, so it's Metame. If that were to be the case, then it's not understandable why the Morak and the Tavlon should be Moiti the Tumah of the Nevela. It's not Meshamish, the Nevela, the Nevela Bechla, the Buster of the Nevela, it's not Meshamish. It's Meshamish, the Nevela as a food. It's a Chelak of the food of the Nevela. But in terms of the actual Shimush of the piece of meat, if you want to carry it or you want to watch it, so it doesn't do any job of Shemir or Yad. That's why it's in Maitzi. It's Muchach from the Tzeisefs and the Rambam that the aside of Tumas Nevelas is related to the Michael of Nevela. So maybe we can understand our Sugya. And then both Rashi and Tzeis agree on that Bittur works Lagabe Tumas Nevelas. We asked that what's the connection between Bittur and Tumah? All right, Tumas Nevelas is the Chefs of the Mehema dies. It becomes Tumah B'Nevela. How could you be Mevatel that? Because it's Tolim being a Meichel, so just like Bittur works Lagabi Tumas Eichlin, Bittur works Lagabi Tumas Nevelis, that you're not Machshivet as a Meichel, rather as a Chelik of the Or. Meila does not have Tumas Nevelis. Meisel Chazanish writes as Bekitzer in the Horus and Chulin, Yerdeis Simen Kuf Yudalid, to Horus of Kuf Chafal of the Maschel Taisis, the Chazanish says that the reason it's not Matani the Nevelis is because it's not an Eichel. So that's the side of the sukkah. But now we come to the machlekes Rashi and Taisus. Taisus holds that this svara works only legabe tuma, not legabe maicholas asuris. And Rashi holds that it works even legabe maicholas asuris. So what's the machlekes? So Benasa Taisus seems to say that tuma is totally in a certain chefza, tera aser a chefza in its tura, the way that it is. Marnida Dadalid says that a sheretz asoruf is that metame as a sheretz. The Marnan of Tmura says that damanida or basar ameis that are dried out and they're crumbly. So they're not metame. We see that tuma is dafka when something is in its proper tura. Mela, we can understand that even though it had a tum on it, but you can mevatel it. It's not in the right surah where the Torah answered it. Now I look at it as a chelik of the yor. The Torah is magma that you shouldn't be nene from the Yisr. As long as a person is a maisa tasting the Yisr, he's getting enough from the Yisr, so it's Asr. That's a heart of the Pshat and Teis HaRosh. Teis HaRosh also sounds like Teisus to argue on Rashi. These are the words of the Teis HaRosh. I will inyan Yisr Nevela, amayin chayom anolav, imachol evo ikintzai. Came with the Eino Arm of Atla, the shame oichel alav. Otu mishum de batle, mutra beachila. Betaima ubebitl beroiv talia milsa. Says Teis HaRosh, my chol is a tali and taima. Tali and taima of Yisr. Lamais you're being tasting the Yisr. So mail it's Asr. And then Teis HaRosh adds in bitl b'roiv, meaning there is a way to get rid of Yisr, but only if you're mevatel it entirely. I say bitl b'roiv, you negate it. But as long as Yisr still exists, and there's no parsh of roiv to be mevatel it, just you in your mind decide that you don't want to do it, that you're a machshav it. As long as there's a tam, it's still Yisr. That's the chardim pshat and Teisus. I Teis Mechalvi and Yisr and Tumim. So as we said right now with the Hezra Teis HaRosh, Chazanish says a similar thing, just in the words of the Chazanish, also in the Ha'oras and the Chulin of Kuf Chafalef. Chazanish says, "Avol inyan itzra achila zeu tachlis ha'itzra shenach shaveu le'eitz." The Torah says, "Don't consider it as it's not a davar chashiv. Don't eat it. It's like a piece of wood. It's irrelevant. That's why you're not supposed to eat it. The way the Torah tells us to look at isurim is that kilo they're not food. They're not edible." Says the Chazanish, "Meila." Don't say that because you look at it as an eitz, that me'ela makes it mutter. No. That's never going to make it mutter. The point of the Torah is that it's an irrelevant thing. And that's who the yisr. Don't look at it like a food, and therefore you're going to eat it. Look at it as something that's not edible, and don't eat it. That's what the Torah told you to do by Mecholas Asuras. Me'ela says the Chazonish, so it's not a bitl to say that you don't look at it like a food, and therefore it's mutter. That's good with the point. Don't look at it like a food and don't eat it, and that's why it's usher. That's never going to be a svar to make it mutter. Oh. Very geschmack. That's a svar of Taisvis. And Taisvis holds that lagabi, my cholas asuras, bitl is never going to make it mutter. For tuma, as long as you don't run machshir it as a food, so it's not metami. But by the side of isurim, according to the Chazonish, is that it's usher because the gedder of its isur is that it's looked at as being irrelevant and not food. So bitl is not going to help. That was the nusach of the Chazonish. Before we said the nusach of the Teis HaRosh, that it's betaim italia milsa, meila bitl is not going to help. That's the svar of Teisus. What does Rashi argue on? Rashi was that even the gabi mecholas asurais, because you're not machshav it, so therefore it's mutter. So the Teis HaRosh explains Rashi. That you're mevatel to the or. Says the Teis HaRosh. But Teis HaRosh explained Teis, he didn't say you're mevatel to the or. He doesn't say you're not machshav it. But my cholas asurais holds the rush. As long as it's still a food, it still can be looked at as a food, so then it's always going to be usher. If you decide not to make it a food, but it could be looked at as a food, then it's usher. The reason that it's mutter is because I don't look at it's not looked at as a food bichlal anymore. Not just it's irrelevant, it's not chashev. Rather, I lehedger make it a chelik of the R. Because it became a chelik of the R, that by definition means that it's not considered a food. That's what explains Rashi. So according to Taisis, the point of Sugi is that you just don't not machshev at anything. It's meaningless. But Rashi, making it meaningless is not going to make it mutter b'achila. There the Teis HaRosh says in Rashi that you look at it as a chelik of the or. Because you positively are attributing it to something else. So therefore it's no longer considered a food. B'chlam. Teis HaRosh just gives an example to this, that we have something which, because it's not choshev, it no longer has an itzer achila. Teis HaRosh brings from the din of Nevela she'en ruyu lager. That because it's no longer edible, it's no longer oimid l'achila, so mele becomes mutter. We see that the chashivas of the food is kaveya, whether it's mutter or asr be'achila. Another aria later on in the Amud, Mara quotes the Mishnah in Tyrus, by which things are mitzarif, by the oif, chartim etiparnayim, mitaminu, mitaminu, mitzarifin. So Rashi says that this Mishnah is referring to Nivla Saif Tar. And Rashi goes on, different Maschel and Metamin, says Rashi, in Kiba lo'ayv tumma min asheretz, elun asin yad lachnas v'lo'ayitzi. If I put makabal tumma, so these become a yad to be machnas or maitzi tumma. So, we're in Rashi, that in divlats oif tar, needs a yad to be machnas tumma to it. When the oif is makabal tumma from the sheretz, so we need something to help to use the yad to be makabal tumma. This is an interesting point, because the Maisa Nivla Seif Tor is Soifa Latami Tumah Chamura. She's mentioned later on in the Yomud. And the Gemara Nidza says, Nachnun Aleph, something which is Soifa Latami Tumah Chamura does not need Maga Sheretz. Even without a Sheretz touching it, it's still Makabel Tumah. It's still Tumah. It's still Tumah, even though Sheretz did not yet touch it. So, if we're talking about a Nivla Seif Tor, why do we need to be makabel tumah from a sheretz in order to be tameh? Hare, it's sofel tameh tumah chamura. So we'll see later on what Rashi did with the sugya nida. But the makor of Rashi is from this mission in Maseches Tiris. Hare, the mission says that these things are mitzarif. Tziruf is for kabbalas tumas oichlin. By tumas nevelos there is no tziruf. So we learned in the first mission in the parak here, tziruf is only gabi tumas oichlin. When do we ever need tumas oichlin? Hare, it already is sofel tameh tumah chamura. It already is tameh. When do we need it to be mitame tumas oichlin? It's mashma in the Mishnah that a nivla seif tar, even though it's seif l'tami tumah chamura, it still does not have, it still is not mitame, it's still not mitame achirim unless it's mekabel tumah from a sheretz. That would be mashal had in this Mishnah. The Emes HaKan, then in the Mefarshim of the Mishnah, it asks this question. The Tais Yontif asks, and the Rash and the Rav, that say there in Tiras of Mishnah Aleph, that it does not need Maga Sheretz, because it's Seif L'Tami Tumah Chamura, Kvidas Sugya Nida that we mentioned, asks the Teis Yontif, what with our Mishnah? Why do you need a Tziruf? Then Mr. Tiferes Yisrael and the Rashash answer, that it says in this Mishnah Mitzarfin, is not going on Nivla Seif Tar. So on a regular bird that was shechted properly. But Nivla Seif Tar, then you don't need the Tziruf. Later that's a Doichak. And Rashi did another, Rashi brings down, and the Mishnah is talking about that Nivla Seif Tar. And it says in the Mishnah, Rashi was explaining Mitzarfin like a Beitza. So Rashi held that there's Muchach from this Mishnah that Nivla Seif Tar is not Mitami Tumas Eichlin, even though it's Sefil Tami Tumas Chavur. So again, what to do with the Sugya Nida, we'll see it later on in this year. We now come to the Din of Mifarkesis. It's a very big Sugya. Let's first go understand the Ikar Din of Mifarkesis, the Mishnah. We didn't speak about it really then. Place to speak about it is over here, before we get to the Sugya HaGemara. In the Mishnah, it's Mavur, that if you did a Maisa Shechita, even in a case when the Shechita is not going to be Matir, like a Yisrael Shechting a Behemah Tameya, is the case of the Mishnah, the Gemara by us brings it also a Goy, Shechting a Behemah Tahira, as long as there's a Tzah to consider it some Maisa Shechita, then it's Metame Tumas Oichlin, but not Tumas Neveles. Tumas Nevelos is not Metameh because it's not yet dead. See in the Gemara, it's not considered dead yet. Therefore, it's not a Nevela. But it still is Metameh Tumas Oichlin. So this is a very interesting point. Why is Metameh Tumas Oichlin? The Maisa is still alive, and yet it's Metameh Tumas Oichlin. Chayim Ravu in our Mishnah, Lahedya, that even a Behem which is still alive, can be Metameh Tumas Oichlin. So the Mishkarov in stencils, in Zvachim, and Daf Tezayin, Skrov is choiker about this. Why is a Baal Chai not mekabel tumas oichlin? Is the pshat, says the Rav, that it's pashut not oimid la'achila? He says to be oimid la'achila, and a Baal Chai calls man that it's still alive. It's not holding weight. People don't eat animals when they're alive. And that's why it's not mekabel tumas. Or it says the Rav, maybe it's a din. Because there's a kosev maybe, or either with a pasuk or without a pasuk, but a din, that a Baal Chai is not mekabel tumas. And even if you make it roi la'achila, it would still not be mekabel tumah, because the Baal Chai cannot be mekabel tumah. So is it because it's not oimin lekach, or because there's a din? So the Biskarov is mechich from our Mishnah to the first sad. Here we have a mefarkeses, which is considered alive l'kol dofer, except that it's metame tumas oichlin. It's 100% alive, so why is it mekabel tumas oichlin? Elamai says the Rav, muchach from our Mishnah, there's no such din that a Baal Chai is not mekabel tumah. A Baal Chai could be mekabel tumah seichel. Pshat is not, that is not oimid la'achila. So Meila, once you did a maisa shechita, you did some maisa to be machsher, misakin it for achila. So now it can be mekabel tumas eichlin. That's the side of the Rav, Raya Gedolah from our Mishnah. However, there are Kama Raya is not this way. Kama Raya is to say that there is a din that a Bachai is not mekabel tumas eichlin. The biggest Rocha is a sugya earlier on in Behema, the end of Behema Maksha, and of Ayinhei. Gemara there is Mavur, that the Shitas Chachamim, is that a Ben Pekua is not Makabo Tumas Eichlin. Even though you could go eat the Ben Pekua, you could just take a bite. Because when that it's Roy, it's Vazil, so it's not Makabo Tumas Eichlin, because it's still a Chai. The Kol Shu Chai, Einu Metami Tumas Eichlin. One could have maybe said the pshat there is because of there's an issue Rabbanan to eat a Ben Pekua, unless you shecht it. But that's not the reason the Braisa says. The Braisa says because it's a Chai. Before there's a din, that is true, it is an oichel. But an oichel, as long as it's alive, is not mekabel tumas eichel. Also, we see that in Shitas Beis Hillel, which Gemara brings there. You're fishing fish, and you caught a fish, and it's out of the water. When is it mekabel tumah? Beis Shammai and Rabbi Akiva hold that at earlier stages, when it's no longer going to be alive, it could no longer go back to its life. It's already mekabel tumas eichlin. And Beis Hillel says no. Ad sheyamusu. Only when it dies is it mekabel tumas eichlin. Gemara connects that with the Shitas Chachamim ben Pekua. It's the same yesod. The kol shuchai ein mekabel tumas eichlin. So we see that there's a yesod, a din, that a baal chai is not mekabel tumas eichlin. The third raya we'll bring is from a Tosfos. Earlier in Daf Pe'alaf Mebeiz, and also Tez in Baba Kama, Daf Ayin Zayin, Tez asked, Lefir of Shimon, that called the Oymed, Lissorif, Kisorif Domi, called Oymed Lipodit, Kipodu Domi. So why is it Sirmish Talech, Nan Makabo Tumas Oichle Mechayim? Hare called the Oymed Lidchois Letzuk, Kedochui Domi. So it's already going to Tamo Tumas Oichle. Tez says, why not? Because called the Oymed Lassois doesn't say that it's Mamish done. So therefore, it's Lema Hani Lish Ein Oichel, Kamoi Balchai Lichoshev Ka Oichel. It doesn't work to make something which is not an oichel, like a baal chai, into an oichel. Either works for other things, but not for this. So he says, "Mi d'aga ben pekua v'dagim shein mutarim b'lo shechita afilu achi chiyusan mitaharasan." That ben pekua and dagim are also oimid la'achila, but as long as they're alive, so they're not tamei. Tais also he said to call the oimid says that the oimid is enough, but here the oimid is not enough because also ben pekua and dagim are oimid la'achila. Oymid la'achila does not work for tumas eichlin, because chiyusim mitaharasan. As long as it's alive, then it's tar, and there's a din that a baal chai cannot have tumas eichlin. So we have many, many nice rayas here to this point that there's a din. We said it's muach from the din of ben pekua and dagim, and from the tesis that says we don't take oymid la'asoyis ka'asoy to make it mekabi tumas eichlin. This is also tesis that run out of kufchav ches. We'll see then. Also before this yisoid. Some very nice rites, but the Biskarav has a rite in Luchach, it's not that way from our Mishnah. What are we going to do? In our Mishnah, we're talking about a Mefarkeses, which is Kechai Lechol Dvareha, and yet it's Metami Tumas Eichlin. See that even a Chai can be Metami Tumas Eichlin. Oh. So it's Lechor Mukrach, that Avada the Biskarav is right. Avada, the reason that a Baal Chai is not Metami Tumas Eichlin, is no Gzer Sakosav, we don't find a Pasuk for it. That about Chai is not Metame. It's because it's not Oymid La'achila. But Kanira, there are two forms of Eino Oymid La'achila. Certain things which, it's just no one prepared them for, to be eaten. It needs more work. It needs more tikkun on it to make it Roya La'achila. That's a normal type of Oichel which is not Oymid La'achila. But a Baal Chai is different. A Baal Chai is not just that it's lacking a tikkun to make it Oymid La'achila. A Baal Chai is in a matzav that's mufka from being an oichel. People don't eat things that are alive. Fact. That's a given fact. People don't eat things while they're alive. So the right va'ozil is not just that it's lacking a hachana l'achila. It's that it's in a matzav which is mufka from achila. In its current situation, it is not edible. People do not eat it. Mela, even when you have ben pekur or dagim, which are going to be mela roi for achila, but Their chiyus is kaveh, they're not in a matzah which is shaykh to achila bichlal. Big makar to this, we'll get back to our sugi in a second, but big makar to this is a lashon of Tais and Baba Kama. Skipped over a few words before. Tais there says It doesn't make something which is not an oichel, like a balchai, into an oichel. Why not? Because chiyusin mitarosan. Tosfos says the svar is that chiyusin mitarosan, which he said sounds like a din, that a chayus cannot have tumas oichlin. But Tosfos also says that it's, that a balchai is eino oichel. The problem with balchai is that it's not an oichel. Not that there's a din, that even though it's an oichel, it's not mechtami tumas oichlin. But simply that it's not an oichel, it's not oimid la'achila. So the Chayyim Taisa both said about the Chakira. Taisa said that it's not an Oichel. Taisa said there's Kilu Adin, that Chiyusim and Ta'arosa. A few were saying it's Miyushav, there's no Sira. There's no Gdir Zakos about Chiyusim and Ta'arosa. Just the Chiyus is Kaveh that it's not an Amatzv of Achila. So at the end of the day, the Chisarn is that it's not an Oichel. But only because of the Chiyus, it's defined in a situation which is not Shayat to Achila Bechla. That's a part of the aside of this din of chiyus. But now, if we're correct, let's come back to our sugya still needs work. We said that there's no gedir sakosov that a balchai is not makabel to masaychlin. Fine, but it's still a situation. The situation, the matziv of the chai is that he's not in a matziv of achila b'chlal. So in Cain, why is mefarkes in makabel to masaychlin? Hari lemaitz it's still considered a chai lechol dvariha. So it's in a matzav of not being shayat to achila, and why is it different than ben pakua and dagin? So we can explain this with the yisoid that we spoke about earlier on in the Lam and Gimel. Those that heard the shurim there before there in the Gemara, that idea our Gemara also the hemshech that a person shechts a behema, even though it's some Yisrael shechts behema Torah, even though it's some farkeses, there's no itzer ever menachai. A goy be yisoid still has itzer ever menachai. But Yisrael is mutter because of b'shchit Italian also. Something that's not clear. Mechiteitzi, Harei is still alive. If Farkes is considered alive, we see in our sugya. So why is it pocket this Rebbe Menachai? She mentioned then from the Rash Mater Sabayas and Teis Rosh and the sugya there, the Yad Raman Sanhedrin. They say the Yisrael is because shchita makes it like a mesa. It's not that shchita is not this Rebbe Menachai. Rather, shchita makes it like a mesa. Memela is no Rebbe Menachai anymore. That was that they said. So maybe that could be a pesach to our sugya. That by mefarkeses, which is done in a maitzah shechita. So even though normally a baal chai is not makabel tumah, because not in a matzav of kabbalas tumah, but here you did a maitzah to make it into an oichel. To make it into a mesa. The maitzah shechita is a maitzah which makes it into a mesa. So even though it hasn't yet reached its end goal to actually kill the behemoth. But because it's still considered a mixas maisa shchita, a yisro b'tmeya or a goy b'tahira, even though this maisa shchita is not enough to be moiti midever menachai, but because it was considered a mixas to a certain degree, it's considered a maisa shchita, so it works to be mitame tumas eichlin. It says the name is no longer in a matzav that's mufka from tumas eichlin. Ben Paku and Dak can have on them a din that they don't need shchita. But they're still 100% alive. So Mamela, even the fact that a person could eat it doesn't change the situation. That a situation is one that's entirely not Shaykh Tamisa. They're entirely alive. Mashayin came here where you did a Maisa Shrita. This Maisa is a Maisa which is can give it a Din Maisa. It wasn't, the Maisa didn't yet reach accomplish its goal in the Behemoth. The Behemoth is still jumping around for a few more seconds. But this maisa is considered a maisa hamasa. It's a maisa of killing the behema. Mela, it's enough to say that the behema already could be in a matzav of kabbalas tuma seichlin. Either being zeir sakosuv that a baal chai is not makabel tuma, so there's nothing to say. Lamaisa is a chai. But if there's no zeir sakosuv, that is just the fact that a baal chai is not in a matzav of tuma seichlin. It's not oimid lekach. So mela, we can understand that once you did a maisa shchita, something which is to a certain degree, and considered a maisa shchita, that's enough to be kaveya that it's shaykh to tumas eichlin. This one chashuv yedia in the ikar din of our Mishnah, that if our keses, even though it's not mace, it's kechai, it's still matami tumas eichlin, so it tells in the beginning of the mesechta, on the beiz and the beiz, where it says there that a tummy should not shaykh tkotshim lechatchila, because we're a choshish, he's going to touch it, even though the maisa mitzad the dini shchita is kosher, but he might touch the meat, And if he betami the meat, the kachim has to save a taira. So Taisus there in the Vezim and Vezim, Rasulub and Mukdoshim, says Taisus, Avagav Damri, no, the command, the farkasis are kechaya. We say later on that Mfarkasis is kechaya, and Taisus holds, because the farkasis is kechaya, so it's not betami chumasoichlin, so why do we care if the tummy touches it, bishas shchita? Hare, at that point, it's not betami chumasoichlin. Answer is Taisus, chayashinu chemiga achar pirkus. We're not worried that that he'll touch it when it's being mefarkis. Chayshin, he'll touch it when it finishes being mefarkis, when it's actually dead. And that's why he can be metamit. Taisus the Pella, Kvager asks there, Taisus can I get a Mishnah? The Mishnah by Yassin Mavur, that a Shchita of Yisrael B'tmeya is metamit to Masaychel and not to Masnevelis. And my Taisus there is talking about Yisrael B'tahira, which is much more considered a Shchita. Sim Kane, how could Taisus hold that Yisrael B'tahira does not make Tumas Eichlin, which makes Tumas Eichlin? So Rabbi Kvager says there that Taisus knew the Mishnah, Vada Taisus agrees that it's Mitame. The need of Taisus is Mitame Midareis or Midarabonah. The Gemara there says there's a chash that a tummy shouldn't shecht, Shema Yigab Bibasar, holds Taisus that only is Shayach. If the tumah of our Mishnah is a tumah de araisa, if the tumah is a tumah de rabbanon, then we will not make a gzeira because of that tumah. So the Olam Taisus knows that it is metami tumah seichlin, and the two drachim in Taisus is whether this tumah is tumah de araisa or tumah de rabbanon. Another point here is in Rashi, Divir Maskal Hashoychit. Rashi says that when he's shol shechts with tahira, so it's yotim de ever menachai. Even though the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that it's also to eat from a behema before it actually dies, that's an issue d'rabbanan. Midaraisa, once you shechted it, there's no longer an issue eiver menachai. That is the opinion of Rashi. Rashi also, on Amud Beis, says the same yisoy, divrei maskal u'mamtin. She also there says that the Isser of Lechol, Kledim Shetetzei Nasha, is an Isser Drabon. However, the Rambam in Parak Aleph of Shechita Halacha Beis holds that it's an Isser De'araisa. Says the Rambam, it's Usher Deed from a Behemoth when it's Mefarkeses. For Oichal Yemena Kledim Shetetzei Nasha, Oiver Beloisase. Haru Bechlal Isserich Wal Aladam Ve'eno Loike. It's Isser Shein by Malchus because it's a Lasha Bechlalois. The Rambam holds that you Oiver Lav De'araisa. It's a Lecha Mishnah here, to Ashur in the place in Simin Chav Zayin. They say the opinion of the Rambam is that it's an Isra D'Araisa, and Alec Rashi says that it is an Isra D'Rabbana. The question is, who told Rashi that it's an Isra D'Rabbana? Gemara Lois and Sanhedrin learns it out of a Pasuk. It's ain't Darko Sharashi to say these type of Chidushim, unless he has a good ride from the Gemara somewhere. So what brought Rashi to say that all it is an Isra D'Rabbana? So the Prima Godim in Simon Chazayin, Sibkatan Aleph, says that the Makar of Rashi was from our Mishnah. That is Makabal Tumas Eichlin before it dies. Hare, it would be Asr Midaraisa, then it wouldn't be considered a Shit that's Matir Biachila. So why would it be Mitami Tumas Eichlin? It's true that it's Maitim Dever Menachai, but if there's still left, so Mishnah Daraisa of Loisechol Al Adam, so it would not be a Shit Amateres, and Mele would not be Mitami Tumas Eichlin. Ask the Prima Godin, when you show Shech Sedeim and Temeya, it's also Mekabal Tumas Eichlin. Even though there it's not a Shechita Amateres. It's in a Mehare Tzedeim and Temeya. And it's the Prima Godin that the reason that Yisrael B'Temeya is called a Shechita is because Yisrael B'Tahira is called a Shechita. Because the quintessential Shechita is Yisrael B'Tahira. Once that's called a Shechita to be Mitami Tumas Eichlin, so a Meila also Yisrael B'Tmeya, which is similar to the Maisa by Yisrael B'Tahira, it's enough similar to regular Shechita to Mitami Tumas Eichlin. But we need that the source of it all, that the Yisoid of this whole binyan, which is the Yisrael B'Tahira, we need that should be Mutra Midaraisa. If that would not be Mutra Midaraisa, then it would not be a Shechita that makes it into an Eichel, in order that it should be Mitami Tumas Eichlin. That's the Prima Godim Shad in Rashi. However, we could say a different Mishad in Rashi, it's a little more Mashad in the words of Rashi here, that Rashi was bothered that in this lechor, there's a contradiction here, a stira. Mitzad echad, the shechit is meitz midever minachai. Mitzad sheni, it's so asher to eat it. Rashi, that you can't be mechag between Israel from minachai and Israel leseichu al adam. If it's asher midereisa, because leseichu al adam, then must mean that there's still chiyus in the behemah. That's what Israel leseichu al adam, the dam is still part of the behemah. Im came, there would be no heter from Avram Menachai. So the fact that we see that it is not Avram Menachai, that forces us to say that this Israel Leseichu Al Adam is only Israel Drabon. Another point here, Mara asks, on the Braisa, that says that it needs Machshava, it needs Hechsher, asks the Gemara, why? It's Seifel Tami Tumach Hamura. Seifel Tami Tumach Hamura, loy boy Hechsher. Mar brings the drosh with Tana the baby Shmuel. Sofel Tami Tumach Hamura does not need Hechsher. And Mar also brings right from Rabbi Yosi. And Nivel Seif Tor, even though it needs Machshava, does not need Hechsher. So Rashi says here, in the bottom of the Yomo, Nivel Seif Tor, Tshricha Machshava, Lekabel Tumas Oichlin Min HaSheret. Before in Rashi, that even something which we say, Sofel Tami Tumach Hamura, it's only Tame when a Sheret touches it. So Mavur Lehedya, that we say that Eina Tzricha Hechsher, several times Tumach Hamura, is Eina Tzricha Hechsher, it means it does not need Hechsher Mayim. Normally, things are only Mekabel Tumas Eichlin when Mashke falls on them. Something which is several times Tumach Hamura, even before Mashke falls on it, it could be Mekabel Tumah. But it's not actually Tameh. To be Metameh other things, it's only Tameh when the Cheretz falls on it. It can Metameh you when you eat it, the Nivel Seif Tar. But if the Nivel Seif Tar touches some other food, it will not be metame that other food, unless the Nivel Seif Tar first touched an avatumo, like a sheretz, and then it became tummy. The Hainu, the whole din of Seif Tami Tumach Hamura only works that it does not need Hechsher Mayim, like the Drush is talking about. The Pasuk is talking about Bechiyutan Mayim Al Zera. That food needs Hechsher Mashkin in order that it should be Mekabel Tumah. But something which is Sefer Tami Tumach Hamura does not need that Hechsher. That Mavur here in Rashi, also Rashi in Becharis Tafyur, Rashi is Mavur that the whole din is only that does not need Hechsher Mayim. But in order to be Tami, it still needs a Sheretz to fall on it. Asks Rabbi Kivager in Tshuva, Tinyan Simin Zarites, which is also brought down in Chidushi Rabbi Kivager in Becharis Tafyur, quoted from his Tshuva, this can I get a sugya rucha nida daf nun aleph. Someone asked Kvager that a mefurish sugya nida daf nun aleph. That's things which are mesveil tami tumach hamura do not need hechsher sheret either. They don't need hechsher mayim or hechsher sherets, meaning they are automatically mitami tumas oichlin. A nivlas oif tar before anything touches it. But a nivlas oif tar that touches other food will be mitami it because of the din of sveil tami tumach hamura. So Bekeger says this is a kushya tuma. You have to try to find a mahalach to answer up Rashi. Says Bekeger, Rashi learned that there was a machlokes in this din, in the Gemara Nida. The Gemara Nida, although that is the stump of the Gemara Nida, it does not need hechsher sheretz either. Rashi learned that there are amorim that argue on this. Bekeger says the makar is our sugya. Our sugya starts off in Ravasi that sheni shabbat meva v'kav metayir tshichin machshava v'hechsher mayim. And because it's talking about a case where there's no Sevil Tami Tumach Hamura, like the Gemara says, it's before that because there's no Din of Sevil Tami Tumach Hamura, therefore it needs Hechsher Mayim. When there is a Din of Sevil Tami Tumach Hamura, it does not need Hechsher Mayim. Before the whole question is that Mayim or not Mayim. That's the question at hand. But in all cases, you need Hechsher Sheretz. That's what Kager says in Makar of Rashi. He says Rashi had another Makar from the Sukkim Zvachim Daf Kofei. The first Makar of Bekeger brings is Amar Sugya. If this is Makar of Rashi, it's a little bit problematic. The Shita, Nais Aleph, says, takes out the word Mayim, says the gear says Hechsher Mimakom Acher. And also, if you look in Rashi, the Mask calls the Hechsher, it seems that Rashi had the gears of the Shita. Rashi says the Hechsher Mimakom Acher, Hechsher Mayim, Damshchid Dilay Loimach Shela. Rashi comes to explain that it needs, that Hechsher Mayim it needs. Seems Rashi was not going that way in the Gemara. Just that's Rashi's explanation of the Gemara. So this is the Makar of Rashi. It is a little bit problematic. However, these are the Chidushim of Kvager to explain Rashi by us. However, the other Rishayim number 4, not this way, the Chesed Rashi by us, and Rashi and Zvachim Kufay, that they learn like this, someone does Sugi and Nida, that you don't need Hechsher Mayim or Hechsher Sharetz. The Din of Seifel Tami Chamura, of Seifel Tami to Mechamura, works for that also. Another point here, the Gemara in Amud Beis brings the Teretz to the question of why do we not say Seifel Tami to Mechamura? Gemara brings that Chizkiya said, Hoviyachol Goyro Lamida Pachos Mikazayas. Because you have a way to make it less than a Kazayas, and therefore not be Metame, so it's not considered Seifel Tami to Mechamura. So Rashi explains that you could do this Mechayim. Once it already died, so then it's too late. It's already in Avela. But Mechayim, you can make that it will not be Metame to Mechamura, and therefore it's okay. Taisus argues Rashi, Taisus Rasul Hoyal argues with Rashi. Taisus says that if you're talking about Mechayim, you don't need to make it less than a Kazayas. Right? Mechayim is only so much Eivor Menachai. So as long as you cut the pieces smaller than Eivorim, so Mechayim will not be Metame as Eivor Menachai. And then when it dies, so you cut them into pieces less than a Kazayas. And it comes out that it's not Metame, it's not Sefer Letame to Mechamura. Third Taisus is Sarach Bir. Right, Lamaisa, when the Behemah died, the pieces are Kazayas. And at that point, it was Metami. So how does it help to now cut them into pieces that are smaller than a Kazayas? That already was Metami to Mechamura. So now that it's Mefarkeses, if there's no Eitzah to cut the pieces less than a Kazayas before it dies, then it's going in a path to be Metami to Mechamura. So why does Tezol that his Eitzah makes it Eitzah Viltami to Mechamura? So it's seen in Pshat that the whole question of the Gemara here is really an interesting question. It's a chiddush, the question of the Gemara. Normally we have Seifel Tami to Mechamura on something which right now is in a state that it could be Metameyu. Like a Nivlat Seif Tahar. It's true when you touch it, it's not Metameyu. But when you eat it, it is Metameyu. So right now nothing is lacking in the Chalois Shem Tuma on it. It's entirely a Nevela. Just the din of a Nevela is Metameyu when you eat it. And not now when you touch it. So now the Gemara says, because of when you eat it, it will have tumma, and even the gabi touching, it's already shayich to tumma, and therefore, it doesn't need hechsher mayim, it might not need hechsher sheretz. That's the din of sefer letamei tumma chamura. And all the cases are the same thing. Paraduma and the sirma nitzrafim, right now, they have the shame of paraduma. And when you might see them, when you take them out, so then it'll be metameyu. So because it already is, nothing is lacking in the source of the tumma, just only a specific mice of the metameyu, we call it Seifel Letamei Tumma Chamura. The case by us, it's not yet an avela. So it's a very big chiddush to say that a Seifel Letamei Tumma Chamura. Elikinir the Makshin held a svara that Seifel Letamei Tumma Chamura means you have a shaychus Tumma Chamura. You don't need the shame nevela to make you a Seifel Letamei Tumma Chamura. But you need that you're definitely shaykh to Tumma Chamura. So here, this Mefarkeses is definitely going in a path that's going to lead it to Tumma Chamura. So that shaykh to Tumma Chamura already says that it has a shaykh to Tumma. It doesn't need Hechsher Mayim or Hechsher Sheretz. Akopon, that was a question of the Gemara, that even though it's not yet there, because it's definitely leading in that path, so then it's already called Seifel Letamei Tumma Chamura. And that the Gemara answered that no, and we have a way to make sure that will not be a final state. There's a way that we can make it that it will not, the Tumma Chamura will not be a lasting state in this Mefarkeses. We can cut it that it's less than a Kazayas, less than a Varim, and then after it dies, then less than a Kazayas. We can set up the situation in a way that it will not definitely be Metami Tumma Chamura forever. So even though there will be a time that it will be Metami Tumma Chamura, when it dies, before you cut the pieces less than a kazayas, it will be Metami Tumma Chamura. But because that's not an everlasting state of the behema, then it's not called that, it's already shaykh to a vade Tumma Chamura. That's a hard time to learn in the Gemara. Another point, the Gemara brings afterwards the Machlekes Rabbi Yechanan and Chizkiya. Whether Mefarkeses is Yeshem Leivarim or Einu Leivarim. Rabbi Yechanan holds that it does have an Isra Yerim Menachai, because it's still considered alive. So it has an Isra Eivor Menachai. And Chizki holds there's no Isra Eivor Menachai. Martin before, that's not the Pshat of Chizki, that it's a Nisa. It doesn't yet have Isra Nevela, but it's enough Yatza Michlal Chai, see that it no longer has an Isser of Eber Menachai. Chizkia has a middle state in our sugya, that it's not a Chai and not a Mes. So the Chazon Ish, in the Yerideh Simen Reish Yudalet, explains that what Pshat and Chizkia says, the Chazon Ish, the Behema is close to dying, and therefore we can no longer consider it a Chai, but it's not yet dead to consider it an Avela. I mean, Chai and Misa are not just a definition of alive or death. You I think automatically it's either alive or dead. And the Mela either has an Isser Eiver Menachai or an Isser Nevela. That's the way we would look at things. Chazon Ish says, no, there's a Mela of being Chai. And you need a lot of Chiyus to be called alive. And it could be in a state where it's Bein HaChai or Bein HaMisa. That it's it lost enough of its Chiyus to be not considered alive. But physically it's not yet entirely dead, having an Isser Nevela. That the Isurim of Nevela and Eiver Menachai are defining a absolute state, an absolute chiyus and an absolute misa. Something which has very little chiyus, doesn't have the mile of chai, but doesn't yet have the chisaron of misa. That's the explanation of Chazon Ish. Lefizet comes out, that Chizkia says, that it does not have an Yisrael v'menachai, is not talking about only a Yisrael b'tahmeya or a goy b'tahira, which is considered a mixas maisa shchita. Even a goy b'tahmeya also will not have the Yitzhar Eber Menachai. Because simply the Behema lost most of its chiyus. That's a scientific fact. That it lost most of its chiyus, and therefore cannot be considered alive. Even by a goy b'tmeya, it does not have an Yitzhar Eber Menachai according to Chizkiah. However, Rabbi Kiveger and Tiferes Yisrael in Mishnayis of Tyrus, Parakal of Mishnah Gimel, they both assume that Chizkiah says that it's not have an Yitzhar Eber Menachai, it's only because it's considered a Maisa Shechita. Like a Yisrael B'tmeya, or a Goy B'tahira. But a Goy B'tmeya, Chizki agrees to Rabbi Yechanan that it has an Yisrael B'menachai. I know the Einus of Pshat and Chizkiah, that Chizki is saying that it's a Vardin Shechita. That the Behema is physically, scientifically, is starting to lose its Chiyus, is irrelevant. As long as it's not yet a Misa, and maybe it's called a chaya, and Chizki agrees to Rabbi Yechanan. But Chizki said it didn't shechita, because you did a maisa shechita to it. So just like we explained earlier in this year, that a maisa shechita works to mitamei shel masechlin, because it's leading the behemoth into a direction to be a maisa, not a chaya. So normally there's a din that chiyusan mitaharasan, but when something is in the direction of becoming a misa, a maisa, and not a chaya, sorry, it's a shaychus to misa, to be moitzi, midei the chiyus mitarosa, you never can be mitame to masaychlin. Al derech ze old chizkia legabe itzer eiver menachai. Once you did a mais to make it a mesa, to be moiti the chiyus, then it's leading in the direction of misa, and it's no longer has the itzer eiver menachai. So those are the two drachim in chizkia. The Chazon Ish holds that it's a scientific state, that it's a state between chiyus and misa, and chayus needs the mile of chayus, that it's mamish alive. And misa needs that it's mamish dead. Something that's not definite, that's not absolutely one of the two, does not have an iser. And the Kegan and Tevet Yisrael held that only because of the maisa shechita. Well, where do they say this part that you need a maisa shechita? So Kegan there in Mishnayis and Tyrus, Perak Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, has a very big question on Chizkiah. Ask Rabbi Kiveger from the Mishnah there in Taira says that Nivlas Oif Tamei ain't Shechitasa Metaharasa. A person shechts an Oif Tamei, Shechit does not metahar it. What does the Mishnah mean? So the Gemara earlier on Daf Kuvbeis explains Pshat in the Mishnah that means that the Shechita doesn't work to Meitim the Eiver Menachai. Until the Oif dies, it still has an Isra Eiver Menachai, and the Shechit is not Meitim the Eiver Menachai. Ask Kiveger that this is not like Chizkiah. According to Chizkiah, the Shechita does work to be Maitim in the Yisrael Menachai. Mavor in our Gemara, Kushik Adela. And Kiveger adds in that it's Mash in the Mishnah that it's talking about a Shechita Yisrael. If we talk about a Shechita's Akum, says Kiveger, then it would not be Shver. Because Chizkiah doesn't say his din by an Akum Bitmeya. But it's Mash from the Mishnah, Kiveger there is Mechiach, that it's talking about a Yisrael Bitmeya. And Yisrael Bitmeya, then we have the Klal of Chizkiah, that is Ein Alevar. That's a big question on the Mishnah.
So the Tiferes Yisrael there brings a Teretz of Reb Krieger on this question. And that Chizkiya holds that Shechita works, is like the Gemara earlier in Daf Lamed Gimel. The Gemara there says that a Shechita Kshera is Meitim Nevi Menachai for Yisrael, and therefore it also works for a Goy. But the Gemara there says, it's far that really the Shechita works for Yisrael, and because it works for Yisrael, the Meila works for a Goy. Says Reb Krieger, Al Derech Zeh Legabei Chizkiya. Chizkiya holds that really the koich of shechita it's made to be neighbor menachai from Israel, and even though in this case the shechita is not a shechita hamateres, it's a shechita b'tmeya. But because it's made to be neighbor menachai for Israel, it's also made to be neighbor menachai for the goy. So it says Rav Yeger, our Gemara holds that there is an isra neighbor menachai by behem b'tmeya. Memela, the shechita is made to be neighbor menachai for Israel. It's it works for Israel, it works for the goy also. Shein in the Mishnah and Tyrus holds that there is no Isra Menachai by a Goy. Like that's Machlekes earlier in the end of Gidan Osher. Is there Isra Eivir Menachai by Tmeya? So the Mordechai Bias holds that there is, it's an Migo that the Shechit is mighty Eivir Menachai for Yisrael, it's also mighty for a Goy. Shein in the Mishnah and Tyrus holds that there is no Isra Eivir Menachai by Tmeya for Yisrael, and the Shechit is not mighty Eivir Menachai for Yisrael. So even though a Goy does have an Isra Eivir Menachai for Tmeya, because it wasn't mighty for the Yisrael, that was Shechtin, so it's also not mighty for the Goy. That's the Teretz of Rav Yeger. Look at the Pharisee straw there. It says another Teretz to the Kasha. Chazanish Bayos in the Arizan with Chulin and some Reisha Dalet. Chazanish has two Terutim. I'll just mention one. There's a lot of Terutim on this question. It's not the place to talk about all the answers over here. Chazanish, the second answer of the Chazanish, it comes with a very nice deek in the Gemara. Gemara says in Chizkiya that Ein Olei Ivorin. Says the Chazanish, there's an afkamina between an Eivor and the whole behemoth. The Mishnah and Tyrus is talking about a person ate the whole oif. When a person ate the whole oif, then Chizkiya agrees that there's an Isra Eivir Menachai. By us, we're talking about that you cut off an Eivir from the behemoth. And that Chizkiya says there's no Isra Eivir Menachai. What's the pshat? That the Isra of eating the Isra is eating a chai, the bal chai. An Eivir is a choshev chaticha of the chai, and also in that we see that there's a chiyus. It's a Eivir b'fnei atzmai of the Baal Chai, and then also it's kilu the chiyus of the Chai is also in this Eivir. Says Chizkiya that when the chiyus is so diminished of the behema, so you cut off an Eivir, I don't see that Eivir has in it is considered an Eivir min achai. Not enough chiyus in the behema to say that the Eivir represents the whole behema. Masha'in kein, when you eat the whole life, so Baal Chizkiya agrees that there's an Eivir min achai. That's the Teretz of the Chazon Ish. Another Teretz I found for this question is in the Meshech Chochma, in Parashas Noyach, Perak Tes, Pasuk Dalet, says that Chizkiya is only Matir Legabi Yisrael, not Legabi Goy. Shein Kein, the Mishnah Tyrus is talking about Legabi Goy. That's his Teretz. Well, the Maisa Rashi by some before, not that way. Rashi is before that Heter of Chizkiya is even Legabi Goy. Another important question on the sin of Chizkiya. Chizkiya holds that there's no Isra Eivir Menachai, but it's not yet a Mesa. So the Chayru come out a fascinating thing, that a Goy that Shechs a Behema Tahira. So it's Pok already the Isra Eivir Menachai, according to Chizkiya. And there's no Isra Nevela, because it's not a Mesa. So it's Mutra Ba'achila. Tovar Pela. A Goy Shechted it, it's a Shechita Psula. And that it's not an Eivir Menachai, and it's not a Nevela. So what is just stopping you from eating it right now? So Bishlam Alafid Rashid Sari Shaidin that there's an Isser Einuz of Vuach that applies to a behema when it's alive. There's an Isser Einuz of Vuach that's taken earlier in the Flamed Zayin and Beitzer Daf Chafei and in Shuas Daf Chavdalid and also the Rishaynim earlier on Daf Test, the Ramban and the Rashba. Many Rishaynim say there's an Isser Einuz of Vuach. So Alafid Rashid Tosam, it's not Shver. It's Yotim Nevim Menachai. There's no Isser Nevela. But there will still be also because of the Isser Einuz of Vuach. Otherwise, it was not shechted properly. However, the opinion of the Ritzba that Tzeis brings down in Shuas Daf Chavdalid said there's no Isra Einuz of Vuach. So the feed Varav, what's going to be the Isra according to Chizkiya? The Chorot Pasha, then the answer is that there's an Isra of Treifa. Every Shechita, you make the behema on Kubas Aveshet and Psukas Tagar Geres. Every Shechita really makes the behema into a Treifa. Rashi and Daf Chochma Mebeis explains that there's no, when you do a Shechita Kshera, so because it's a Maitzah Shechita Derech HaKshirai, so there's no Isra Treifa. That's all true when it's a Shechita Kshera.
where it's a shechita psula and kumchizkiya. So then avada will be having an nisra treifa. At the end of the sugya, you come to a very fascinating question. How could it be that it's matzil? If it's already considered an oichel, then it can't be matzil on the bluin. It's not mentioned to miss the veilos. Look at it like it's still alive. So it's not going to be matzil. So Abaye comes up with a middle hachra. The legabi bluin, I say that it's not matzil because that I learned out from Tumas Eichlin. The legabi revia, I say the person is chayif because I look at it like alive because it's not mitumis nevelis. So what's the hachra of Abaye here? What did Abaye say? So Rashi says, I'm an Abaye einu matzeles l'chumra. Rashi says that the hachra of Abaye is to go to l'chumra. So a simple way to understand Rashi, the way the Tesis, the Maschal Abaye, understood in Rashi, that Abaye wasn't sure whether it's considered alive or considered dead. Abaye was Mesupik. Asks Tesis, how could that be? Abaye says that Haroiva is Chayiv. Haroiva is Chayiv means that we know for sure that it's considered alive. It will be, if it's a Suffolk, whether it's alive or dead, then it wouldn't kill the Reveya, Misufik. So Tesis never argues on Rashi. Tesis says that Abaye agrees that it's considered alive. So in Cain, why is it on matzil on the bluin? If it's considered alive, what's inside of it is considered balua. Says Tesis, because it's basachila, I look at it like it's an oichel, it's memela, it's metami to masoichlin, and it's also not matzil on the bluin. So you have to understand exactly this chiluk, what's still the chiluk between the two things. The Marsha says, and lagabi latzil ala bluin is an eden of tumah. And dinei tumah I learn out from tumas oichlin. Just like it's matami tumas oichlin, so all dinei tumah, it has a din of an oichel. Shekin lagabi revia, I don't learn out of tumah, that's an eden of isurim. And therefore I look at it like it is mikra din, which is that it's a chayat. So let's just, for understanding the taste better, let's take a step back here in the ikar nidun in the sugya. In Rashi to Mavur, Rashi to Vimaschal, Amalei Metami to Masoichlin, Alma Mesehi. Rashi to Mavur, the Iker Nida in here, the Suffolk, and the back and forth of the Gemara, was do we look at it like alive or we look at it like it's dead? In order to be Matzlan Bluin, then you have to be alive. If something that's dead is not Matzlan Bluin. The Sarah Tosha, the Indian of Bluin, is the Iker Nidan of Tuma Blue, that's not Matami, before in the second half in Aleph, it's because you look at the Oichel as being inside of the person, or inside of the Behemah. It's a different Mokum. Its Mokum is not the Oyel Ames. Rather, the Mokum is the Baal Chai, the person or the Behemah. A comment that the person or the Behemah is not alive, then it doesn't have a different Mokum. A person is Kaviyah Mokum La'atzmoy. When the person is dead, or a Behemah is dead, so it's a piece of meat. It's not an independent place inside the oil that's cholak shem le'atzmai. So the question of tuma bluin is if the behemoth is considered alive, then it's matzah on the bluin. If it's considered dead, it's not matzah on the bluin. So Mela, how do we learn the sugya segemara? What did Rav Shesha say? Shesha said that if it's metami tumas oichlin, then I see that it's dead. Rashi says. So how could it be that it's matzil? So this Rashi and the Gemara here is a gem. We spoke about it in the beginning of this year. The Chakir of the Brisker Rav is Tumas Oichlin Toli in being alive or dead, that a Baal Chai is not Mekabel Tumas Oichlin, it's a din, that a Baal Chai is not Mekabel Tumas Oichlin, or is it just that a Baal Chai is not Oymid L'Achila, Mashiach is something which is dead, it's Oymid L'Achila. So Brisker Rav brought a Raya from our Sugya, that in Mefarkes is Kechai L'Chol Dvarea, Haroiva Chayav, and yet, it's matami tumas oichlin. Says the Brisker Rav, I see that tumas oichlin is not totally in being alive or being dead. Rather, totally whether it's oymid l'achil or not oymid l'achil. That's the word of the Brisker Rav. Rashi here learned pumfakert. Rashi learns that kufa the nidun of the Gemara was that from the fact we see that it's matami tumas oichlin, it's a raya that it's a mesa. Alma mesa, he says Rashi. So how could it be that it's matzil? It legabi tumas oichlin, I look at it like it's dead. The Meila looks like it's dead, so it won't be mat. But says the Gemara back, says Rav Zeira back to Rav Sheshes. But how can you say you look at it like it's dead? It's not mitami tumas neveilos. So obviously it's not dead. If it would be dead, it would be mitami tumas neveilos. So I look at it like it's alive. And if it's alive, then it should also be matzah on the blue. So here in Rav Sheshes and Rav Zeira, we really have these two different ways, these two different perspectives of the Mefarkeses. That the Mefarkeses is kechai, haroi b'chai, like Abaye says. And that's why it's not mitami tumas neveilos. But like Gabi Tumas Oichlin, I look at it like it's dead, Rashi says. So that was the Shach V'Tarya. What's the Maskana? So according to Taisis, the Maskana is that different dinim are different. For Tumas Nevelois and for Revia, I look at it like it's a Chai. And for Tumas Oichlin and Blue, and I look at it like it's dead. That's unfortunate in the Meiri. That the Meiri says that is not Matzah, and the Blue, and it's a Legabi Tumas Oichlin, it's Kemesa Domi. Chashiva Kemesa. Lahed in the Meiri that also in the Maskana of the Gemara that the getter of the din that it's mitami tumas oichlin, it's called legabi tumas oichlin. I look at it like a mesa. It's before in the Meiri, but legabi revi I look at it like it's alive. So before getting to the question of bluin, let's understand this chiluk itself. Amai says that heim alive or dead. So what it seems that the Maskana of the Gemara is that the etzim I look at it like it's alive. Revias chayev, namitami tumas nevelos, avada, it's considered alive. Like Avi Tumas Oichlin, as we said earlier in the shir, when you did a maisa to take out its chiyus, and to make it an oichel, so like Avi Tumas Oichlin, as long as you were machshirid la'achila in an act which will bring about its death, that already looks at it like a mesa, like Avi Tumas Oichlin. So like Avi Tumas Oichlin, it's taka, considered like a mesa, but like Avi all other dinim is considered a chayev. So why lemais is Abaye Machria that Gabi Bluin, I learned out of Tumas Eichlin. Let's learn out of everything else out of Tzachaya. So Marsha says, cause it's Dine Tuma. Dine Tuma I learn out from Tumas Eichlin. Dahainu, that Gabi Tuma I look at like a piece of meat. It's true that for other dinim in the Torah, I see a behema. But Gabi Tuma I see a piece of meat. And a piece of meat doesn't have a toich, doesn't have an independent place inside of the bayis. So for all other dinim, for isurim and all other dinim, I look at it like it's a chai. But the tumas oichlin, I look at it like it's a mesa. Maybe I see a piece of meat and it doesn't have its own chiyus. Gabi tumah, that's why also it's not matzah and blue. That's the mahalach of taisus. However, Rashi says differently. Rashi says you go to chumrah. So as we said, taisus understood in Rashi meant that a bayi was misupik. Whether it's alive or dead. And that Tay says, how could that be? Hare, why is the roi v'chayiv? So Tay says, Rosh says, that's not the pshat in Rashi, that Abaye was misupik whether it's alive or dead. Either the oilam Abaye holds, that's considered a chay. That's why the roi v'chayiv. But Abaye was misupik in the machlekes, Rav Sheshes and Rav Zeira. Rav Sheshes and Rav Zeira, each one had a good basis to his argument. Rav Sheshes said, from the Gabi Tumas Oichlin, I look at it like it's dead. And also the Gabe Tuma Blue, I should look at it like it's dead. And Rav Zeira said, if the Gabe Tuma is Nevelis, look at it like it's alive. And also the Gabe this, I should look at it like it's alive. And both those are correct arguments. Mitzad Echad, I look at it like it's alive. Mitzad Sheni, I look at it like it's dead. Rav Sheish just wanted to learn from Tumas Eichlin, and Rav Zeira learned from Tumas Nevelis. And Abaye didn't know how to be Machria. Machlekes Rav Sheish and Rav Zeira, Abaye heard both Svaras, and he could not be Machria. And therefore, Abaye would say that lemaisa b'shini machmir legabi tumas blua shaylov de'arayisa sor machmir avad gabi all other dinim we learn out that it's alive, but by tuma there was a tzad to learn out from tumas oichlin, and that was the machlekes Rav Zeira and Rav Sheshes, and Abaye went lechumer in this machlekes. That's the Teisa Rosh says this malach. Also the Rashash says the same malach in Rashi. Chedusha Rav Meir Simcha says another malach in Rashi that. Based on the Gemara earlier on in the Dafayin Aleph, the Gemara there learns out the din of Tumah Blua really by Adam. The pasuk of Tumah Blua that is not metame was said by Adam. The Gemara says, how do we know that also by Behema that Tumah Blua is not metame? Says the Gemara, Kavachomer from Adam. Adam is mekabel Tumah Mechayim umatzil. Behema she'enu mekabel as Tumah Mechayim enu din shetatzil. That was the Svar of the Gemara. Says Rav Meir Simcha, Mela, the whole Yisoid that a behema is not has matil on Tumah Blua is because it's not mekabel Tumah Mechayim. Here we found a behema that even if you look at it like it's alive, it's still going to be mekabel tumah mechayit. So that's why it's not matzah on the bluet. We don't have to go into the machlekes of Rav Sheshes and Rav Zeira. Rav Sheshes and Rav Zeira argued whether it's a chai or a meis. Says Rav Meir Simcha, if you want, you can look at it like a chai, mamish a chai. But the meis is mekabel tumah mechayit. Something which is mekabel tumah mechayim is not matzah, not matzah on the bluet. That's the einfall of Rav Meir Simcha. So one last point to mention out here in this sugya is the din of the reiva chayav. Before you hear that reiva, that of parkesis chayin, a reiva's chayav. Our Gemara is talking about a Yisrael b'tmeya or a goy b'tahira, where it's not a shechita k'shira. When a person does do a shechita k'shira mamish, Yisrael b'tahira, so teizan of ayin dalad and medbez is mistapik. Also in this case, a reiva's chayav. And teizan of pei dalad brings the sheet of Rabbeinu Shmaya that holds that it is, that Yisroa B'Tahira is called the Meis L'Chol Dvarea. Because Yisroa B'Tahira is a Shechita K'sheira, which makes it into a Mesa, that's why there's no Yisroa Eivir Menachai, from before the Gemara and Daf Lamed Gimel, that Shechita of Yisroa B'Tahira is Moiti Mid Eivir Menachai. We explain there in Daf Lamed Gimel, it makes it a Meis. So just like it's a Meis L'Gabi Achila, it's Meis L'Chol Dvar. And the Reva's Potter. Mr. Rishain in there and Daf Pedalad and Baba Kama Daf Ein Zayin down in this Barucha and in this Chakira. The Dvar Avram in Chelek Aleph Simin Beis of Katan Yudalad brings from his father-in-law the Golomi Minsk. It's Medayik from Rashi Bayos. Rashi Divir Maschul Mau says that the whole Nidah of the Gemara Bayos and Matzil Alabluin is only Yisroa B'Tmeya. B'Yisroa B'Tahira Lekalim Yiboye. Then it's Poshet that is not Matzil Alabluin. Says the Gadlami Mintz, that's before in Rashi, that Yisroel B'Tahira is a Kemes L'Chol Davar. Meila, it's Vadana Matz on the blue, and also Arayva is Pater. I'd come for the Sugya of Mefarkesis. Baruch Hashem is a very big Sugya. You're able to learn a lot of Yisaitis from this din of Mefarkesis.
You have been listening to a shiur from ShasIlluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit ShasIlluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.